Hi, this is Rob Manuel with the Beta Radio Show.
It's the Beta Radio Show.
We've got Joel Veitch and Alex Veitch from Rather Good in the studio, and they're going to play us a song. It's an early hit for them called Giant V.
Very touching little number. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It was about 2 years ago. This was like put out on the web.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's hear this fantastic song.
Giant B, you're lovely. I ride you as my flying steed. B, I love to please my giant B by rubbing cheese into his knees. B, fly so high above the trees, quite a startling rate of speed. Giant bee, 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 giant bee, 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 lovely, bee, 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 giant bee. On colder days, he'll sometimes sneeze, but even so, I'll never tease my bee. We fly so high above the trees, a quite a startling rate of speed. After long flights, he's prone to wheeze, but still I love to squeeze my bee. Giant bee, 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 giant bee, 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 lovely, bee, 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 giant bee. Giant B.
Huzzah for Joel and Alex Veitch. How's your voice, Joel?
It's in fine fettle, mate. Yeah.
You were asking for a glass of water. We've got, I believe it's coming here to soothe your tired throat.
Yeah, well, it'll get more tired later.
Yeah, I believe it might have been damaged by ingestion of port, you were saying.
Yeah, slightly odd choice of drinks last night, which hasn't done my head any favours today.
Yeah, I was speaking to Joel and he said, I'm just going round to Alex's now to rehearse. And the next I hear, we've just drunk a bottle of port. The rehearsal's going great. I can't see, but we're going to have more songs from Joel and Alex in a bit. But what we're going to do now, Kim, Ministry of Facts.
I don't know, you haven't given me the facts on what the songs are on your CD.
Oh, you want a song? Okay, it's going to be Stevie Wonder and he's Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, brilliant. But you've been on a
Stevie Wonder. I love Stevie. Wonder. I love Stevie. It's just good stuff.
Start.
Hooray.
Biggest mouth, he's Mr. Know-It-All.
You're listening to the Beta Radio Show, and I'm sorry to cut off Stevie Wonder in his absolute prime of doing his bits, but we've only got an hour and we've got a lot to get in, and there's no room for Stevie, and we're sorry for that.
Poor Stevie.
But what we have in the studio today, we have Joel from Rather Good and his brother Alex, and we asked on our website, b3ta or beta.com, some questions for Joel, and we're going to pass them to him and see what he thinks of them.
Fire away.
Okay, I've got one here. I mean, it's an internet classic, this question. Daddy or chips, I'm afraid.
Well, I really don't like that question.
It's
I
an awful question,
admit.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
What about ASL?
Don't like that one either.
Do you want to contextualise that for anyone, Dave? What kind of chat rooms you've been hanging out, I don't know. Okay, I've got one here. This is from Samsonite. It says, if there were no crabs in the world, what would you love instead?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, staying on a crustacean theme, I guess it would have to be a lobster. But I'm very fond also of cuttlefish, because they can do this mad thing with
the gills?
With the colour of their skin. Oh, they like pulsate and hypnotise fish by pulsating in mad colourful patterns. And then once they've hypnotised the fish, their little tentacly things shoot out and go...
Do they make
fish? Fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Smokes again.
No.
do they make inky goodness as well?
Inky goodness?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Only if you upset them though, and obviously I'd be nice to them.
Obviously.
You've got to be nice to them. Have you ever met Joe Wiley? Asked Colonel.
Was the question?
Okay. The question was, have you ever boinked?
I thought it might be someone like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I haven't. No.
You'd never met her. Well, no. That's the end of that question, isn't it? Okay, one here from Tabida, who says, why do 24 hours shops have locks on the doors?
That's a really good question. I guess they must be shut sometimes. Or maybe, you know, they just feel like locking people in sometimes.
Yeah, just have a little party inside there. It'd make sense. I've got one here from Mostly Harmless, who says, how long would it take an African swallow to fly from Manchester to London during a rush hour?
Oh.
These people have engaged with your material, I believe.
I guess so. Some considerable time.
This is a swallow rush hour. Okay, we'll try this one from Thor, son of Odin. Of Odin, actually, isn't it? Mm. And it says, will the epic Crab Bloke adventure visit any other cities than London?
That's a very good question, actually. I'd be up for doing that. It's a question of getting around to it, because the logistics of carrying around that crab headdress thing without breaking it are actually quite complex.
Yeah, to give our people who are listening on the radio some context, this is a thing that I was involved with, and someone else in Beast was involved with about, it was years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah.
And involved Denise, the designer of the website, drawing a huge crab. various members of the people in this peculiar office cutting it out and colouring it in.
With felt-tip pens.
Yeah, and that took ages. And then you and me walking around London with a video camera.
Yeah.
You with the video camera.
Oh, yeah, I had the video camera. Joel had the crab mask. Mm. I remember trying to encourage Joel to beg. just see how much money you could get, but you weren't up for that bit.
Yeah, we soundtracked it with coffee, didn't we?
Yeah. And it was quite an effective piece in the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite moving.
Inexorable progress.
Very, very powerful. Yeah. Yeah, very, very frightening.
This is borderline Beck's Futures material.
I've got one here from Greensmith, who says, who's the mastermind behind the musical talent?
It's a joint effort, basically. Yeah, it's just me and Al. Yeah. Basically... sitting in the pub, drinking and talking crap, and then putting it to music.
Al was telling me earlier you've been talking about writing a new song about one of your neighbours.
Yes, Mr. Spall.
We should discuss Mr. Spall briefly. He's a very interesting chap, isn't he?
He's having a passive-aggressive war with other of my neighbours to do with his parking arrangements.
Well, more importantly, his pine cones.
Yes. Oh, so they're not traffic cones, they're just pine cones.
Yes, he prefers the pine cone.
Is he a hedgehog?
And so, probably next week or a few weeks, we might be hearing this song on Ravgood.com.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Possibly.
We'll make him famous.
Are you going to animate him as well?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about exactly how to animate it.
Can't you just take his photograph and make it spaz around?
That's the technical term. There's a button on my computer, the spazify button.
That's what I've got switched on.
Okay, there's more questions here. Oh, gosh. How much money did you make from your ad deals?
£1 billion. So I actually bath in a bath made of solid gold within a house made of solid gold.
And water is solid gold as well.
No, that wouldn't work.
And that's
I see.
That's followed by Teabag who's asking, can I borrow a tanner?
No.
Who's that question from?
Which one?
Is it Teabaggers?
Teabaggers. Is that a rude phrase?
That is a rude phrase, but I'm not going to explain it on air.
Go on, tell me. Can you do it in euphemism?
Euphemism, okay. It involves the sort of slapping of something against somebody else. Teabagging. I'm using the hand action to explain in greater detail.
Yeah, I think I can sort of picture that.
Consensually.
But hopefully it'll be language that we'll be seeing in our tabloids soon after roasting and dogging. We'll have teabagging.
Yeah. Is teabagging done by stealth? Is that sneaking up behind someone?
Only if you want to get their picture on the internet when they're drunk and passed out.
Oh, right, okay.
Then it's very popular.
Right. interesting.
These are rubbish questions. Sorry, the lurking
I can't
Irishman.
Remember this material.
The 18 were convicted of a crime they didn't commit. What was the crime?
Teabagging.
Without consent.
Yeah, teabagging without consent. Talking.
Okay, the less discreet, VMOS wants to know, what's the second best of all the animals?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, I'd be inclined to stay on the cuttlefish theme by saying the giant squid. Actually, I've recently discovered there's a colossal squid, which is even bigger than the giant squid. And so that's now my favourite squid.
How big does it get?
Massive. Mm. Absolutely enormous. In fact, quite literally colossal.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've got a question here from Weeble, who says, have you ever caught bum worms?
No, they're too quick, I can't.
One from regular contributor Cathonic, who says, when are you going to get a proper job?
Hopefully never.
Yeah, I don't know, we're rubbish at giving context, aren't we? Because basically what Joel's managed to do is, by posting silly things on the internet, he's given up ever having to do a real job ever.
This is a real job.
You've been saved by the web, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Oh. It was my saviour.
Mm. And a final question from Scoo, who I believe is the man who helps Weeble with his work, says, how many dancing kittens can you fit in a bin liner?
Oh, well, it depends on the age of the kitten and the size of the bin liner. Mm. You know, if you get
the
those
two
really,
variables.
Yeah, these really big ones. I'd say on average, you're probably looking at about 56, 57.
How long would you need to get them submerged to drown them?
Well, if you tied the bin liner securely, you wouldn't need to drown them because obviously that would cut off the air.
But tradition demands that you do.
Tradition demands that you do. Mm. Well, in that case, I wouldn't bother timing it. Yeah, I'd just chuck them in with a brick.
Yeah. Okay. Kim's got a record he wants to play, and then we're going to come back and play another song by Joel and Alex Veitch.
Yes, this is from Goldie Looking Chain.
Hi, my name is René Laloux, and I'm going to sing a song for you about love and how love can tear you apart. Was a night like any other in this town. I took a bus to take a look around. I wanted romance, I wanted someone just like you. But you were locked up in Bristol Zoo. It was the summer, maybe back a year or two, on my first day trip to the zoo. That's when I saw you, I caught your brown eyes watching mine. My heart lit up at feeding time. I knew from that moment onwards you had to be mine. I made a vow to set you free. Together we could live in the forest of Dean, eating berries and kissing each other. It wasn't natural, I knew this, but it was so true. I had to love you,
I had to hold it in my arms, but we were parted by bars. And so I stuck round, waited till the dead of night. I climbed the enclosure with you. I put a wig on your head to make you look so nice. I bought a dress and high heels too. We had a meal, fresh fruit by candlelight, and then we made love till two. Especially in my life, someone I hold very close to my heart. But we can never be together in a crazy world like this, cause the woman of my dreams just happens to be a monkey locked up in Bristol Zoo. We made a dummy from boxes and banana skins and told the keeper it was you. We walked away hand in hand across the park and then went back home just to school. Yeah. I love the monkey.
Hello, this is the Beta Radio Show. It's a very special show because we've got guests today. We've got Joel and Alex Veach. But Kim, our producer, tells me we've got a telephone call from one of our listeners.
We have. Is James there?
Yep, here.
Hello. You got a question for Joel?
Yes, I do.
Go on then.
Joel, if you could genetically engineer Joel Jr., Joel, what animals or people would you use and why?
Ah, very interesting. I guess it would have to be kittens. You just can't go wrong with kittens, can you? The reasons why are pretty obvious, because they're fearsome and mighty, or at least they're actually sure they are, even if in fact they're not. You know how you can see in their eyes when they're, you know, when they're growing and they know they're getting larger, and they're looking at you and just trying to work out how long it's going to be until they're big enough for them to take you down.
Yeah.
You know, obviously in later life they get disappointed when they realise that they're not actually ever going to get big enough to get you. But, you know, so yeah, kittens, that's why, as I say, you know, just... absolutely positive that they're completely mighty and indomitable.
Well, thank you very much for that question, James.
You
provided a beautiful answer, and yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Okay, Joel and Alex are going to do a song now called Zoology Dragon, which went out on the interweb 6 months ago, 4 months ago?
A couple of months ago, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So let's hear it.
I'm the Zoology Dragon. I drive around in my dragon wagon. I'm fan animals that are made of cubes. I'm a zoology dragon. I'm always buzzing and I'm never flagging. I made more animals than you can imagine. So pay attention to the surface tension. Cow, cube, cowobe, cow, cube, cowobe. I'm a zoology dragon. Making animals is my passion. I made the elephant and the donkey. But be careful because I have thought it for the density. Cow, cube, cow, cow, cube, cow, cow, cow.
Hooray for Joel and hooray for Alex and their zoology dragon.
He's a very dapper little chap.
Actually, I believe, wasn't that first premiered on your TV show, Joel?
I believe it was, mate, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that very briefly?
Well, it's actually the last ever broadcast tonight, so it's not the best time.
No, but we can pick up the last time people can watch it.
Or is it? No, it's Friday today. Yeah, tomorrow night is the last ever. Yeah. Yeah, we've just been doing... a little music video show, basically. Rather good videos with silly animations and music videos with obnoxious captions.
And you managed to slip in about one song a show that you wrote yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you write into your contract?
I was definitely agreed.
Had to happen.
Yeah.
So people listening, they could tune in on Channel 4...
Channel 4, Saturday night, late. It'll be somewhere around 2 o'clock, but I'm not actually sure exactly what time it's on. And that'll be the last of the show.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. But you're going to be back with bigger, bolder, brighter,
absolutely,
scarier.
Absolutely, yes, with world domination as the basic goal, yeah.
Fantastic. What are we going to do, Kim? We're going to play one of your tunes, I believe.
We can play one of yours as well.
You can play one of my tunes. Okay, we're going to play track 4 on my CD.
Yeah.
And it's The Cure.
Oh.
And Jumping Someone Else's Train. The Beatle Radio Show, and that was The Cure with Jumping Someone Else's Train, which was recently in my mind because I've been thinking about trains.
Have you?
I've been thinking about filming of trains, and the video to this song was actually the London to Brighton run in 4 minutes, which was the old BBC kind of like test broadcast thing they used to do. They, you know, they put a camera on the front of a train and did two frames every second. Mm-hmm. To get the whole film from London to Brighton.
I was going
to
say, actually, in those days, it did only take 4 minutes to get from London to Brighton. It was the state of a trance.
But it only just, I don't know, because I know the video so well, and it only just occurred to me. It was obviously a comment on mods, I reckon, because mods all used to go off to Brighton.
Ah.
And the song, I think, was all about people kind of...
Did they catch the
jumping.
Train, or did they used to ride down on their mobile?
No, but the jumping someone else's train was a metaphor for like picking up on, you know, it was the whole mod revival in the late 70s.
I thought it was about fare dodging.
Sorry,
on the underground.
I got quite. It was just this like little eureka moment for me, which no one else in the world needs ever to know. Dave, you've reached the studio.
Hello.
You were late.
Yes.
That was very, very naughty.
For all I know, the train is still stuck there in the station, so.
But you're finally here, so
it's
we are ready.
Miles of track.
We are ready to do our favourite bit, aren't we?
Yeah, the bit that you've all been waiting for, the go through the newsletter.
No, it's the fantastic bit.
No, it is fantastic.
The bit that makes you unique and special. Okay, because you know, we collect up both from stuff we like and stuff made by the people who contribute to our website.
Not that we don't like that, of course.
We like that too, but it's kind of distinct, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's different palettes you can paint from.
Ooh.
You know,
starry night.
Anyway. Yes, anyway, so Dave, what stuff have you been enjoying this week?
Well, actually, what I quite liked was the 8-ball dissection thing.
Oh, right.
Goes straight for the stuff done by people who have no idea who they are. But, you know, the magic 8-ball that gives you answers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they took one apart to see what kind of magic pixie or pulsating brain actually made those decisions as trying to control your life. And they pulled it to pieces.
The bit I liked about looking at that was that they pulled it apart and they found it had this kind of blue goo in it, and they tried eating the blue goo.
That's blue goo of wisdom, presumably. You want to be careful with that stuff.
I like the fact they said it's probably harmless, and then they tasted it and it turned their tongues numb. The thing is blue.
I've been looking at the archive.org site, Dave, which has been quite exciting this week. Trying to find bits of video to download and mess with.
Bits of train, I believe.
Yeah, bits of train I was looking for. But what I was absolutely blown away by was the Night of the Living Dead, the 1960s classic horror movie. The entire film has been made public domain. Mm-hmm. And so both you can download it and you can edit it and make your own derivative works and sell them. Isn't that fantastic?
You can colour it in with felt pens and everything.
You could. But I really want some people to start messing with like old movies like that, you know, because both it's legally okay.
Yeah.
And it's just great source material to muck with.
Are you actually recommending somebody do something legal, Rob?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because then you can. I mean,
before.
No, but the advantage of that is then you can sell it when you've if you made something dead good and it's legal, then you don't get to, you know, you can actually sell it on, which is
your conscience plagues you until you dying day.
But I say rip off old movies from the 60s. What do you make of the skid mark stuff, Dave?
That was actually very good as well. It's secure. It's an anti-burglar device. Where you keep your valuables stored away, and it's in the form of a pair of really, really skid mark underpants.
That's genius.
In the fly.
But now the burglars know, and they're going to be going straight for the skiddies, aren't they?
The trick is that it doesn't really exist. It's just to get burglars to go through your underwear.
Because I'm like a horrible old nerd, I've been enjoying the Spectrum stuff. Did you look at that, Jay?
I did indeed.
There was to give a bit of like backstory on this. There's in the like 1980s, a load of old sort of like hairy old pop stars used to put Spectrum computer games on the B side of their 7-inch singles. My favourite one was it was on the B side of Shaky Stevens' "This Old House," and it was the Shaky Racing game you could load into the Spectrum.
From record.
Yeah. Because you'd copy it onto an audio cassette and then put it into your specky kind of thing.
I just have this fantastic image of the days when you used to put the gramophone into the computer.
it's kind of a wax disc. But I was just thinking that actually I heard that the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven, if you play it backwards, it's a VIC-20 game.
Sorry, Dave.
Go on, carry on.
No, there's been other innovation, hasn't there, in the world of like new products. There's we've found a suitcase that opens up and has like a model train set in it.
Oh, how lovely.
That's just so good. It's like they expect a laptop, but no, it's like the tank engine. Round
Daddy's gone to the office to play with trains. But that was like really joyful. Dave, what about the stuff that Beast People have made? What stuff have you been liking there?
The thing I really liked actually was the monkey versus skateboard.
Oh, that was fantastic thing. Wasn't it?
That was very, very good. Who was that again?
It was by Dr. A.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, and you can get all this stuff if you go to b3ta.com and click on the link that says newsletter.
Subscribe to the newsletter. It's hot.
Yes, we want you to subscribe. But why is that so strong, Dave? Why is that so good?
It's just a nice little... it's a little kind of children's story of the monkey going along, then he bangs his head, and then all of a sudden there's a song warning you about...
about getting brain damage. It takes in a quite unexpected route that's really good, isn't it?
Actually, the thing that you just reminded me, speaking of brain damage, the Thomas Scott's thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Inventing his own sport. He had some sort of bet on, I believe, with people, and he constructed a frame.
He was walking to university, and there was a big gale going on. He was saying, "I bet I only need an umbrella to fly in this."
But he didn't just stop with an umbrella. He made some kind of harness with a blanket on it to enable him to fly.
Excellent.
And he put a video on the internet.
But what's so great is about it's like the wind just catches him, and he runs backwards.
Going out.
Ends up
about a quarter of a mile.
And then ends up in a hedge. That's really good.
Superb.
Any other stuff you like, Dave? Or would you hate it all?
I hate everything else. I actually quite like the people who cover their office in post-its as well.
Oh, they were good, weren't they?
It was nice. It was like that kind of romantic thing where you go into the bedroom and it's full of tea lights, but you go to the office full of post-its. Wow.
But they were just far too knowing, though, for me, because they immediately sort of like covered their office in post-its, then sent an email to 3M, the company who makes post-its, you know, to their publicity department, and like, they get free post-its for life now.
They weren't too knowing, because they should have covered their office in sandwiches and their phone Marks and Spencers or something. Yeah.
Anyway, Kim, you're going to give us a record?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a
record.
What
you got there?
I have got
A big monkey.
No, The Girl in the Car by Roy Budd.
Okay.
Oh.
So, yes, I'm going to play a jingle first of all.
Hang on, I thought Mike Batt.
Yes. No,
well,
no.
Or the Womble.
No, I'm going to play a jingle first.
Just 'cause I ain't never had no nothing worth having, never, ever, never, ever. You ain't got no call not to think I wouldn't fall into thinking I ain't too clever. And it ain't not having one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything whatever. And it's not knowing that there ain't nothing showing in the answer to the name of Trevor. However, just 'cause I ain't never said no, nothing worth saying, never, ever, never, never, ever. Things have got read into what I never said till me mouth becomes me head, which ain't not all that clever. And it's not saying one thing nor not another either, neither is it anything I haven't said, whatever. And it ain't not proving that me mind ain't moving an answer to the name of Trevor. However, knock me down with a feather, clever Trevor. Eyebrows wonder whether clever Trevor's clever. Either have they got, nor neither haven't not got no right to make a clock out of Trevor. Why should I feel bad about something going ahead? Such stupidness is mad, cause nothing underfoot comes to nothing. Less to add to a load of old toot and earn off, not off glad, cause there's nowhere to put it. Even if I had, I'm a bit of a Jack the Lad.
Yes, yes. That's Ian Dury and the Blockheads with Clever Trevor. It wasn't at all anything to do with what I said before. It wasn't The Girl in the Car.
You're a bad, bad man, Kim.
And a terrible producer, but you love me anyway. But we've got, on the phone, we've got Ash. Hello, Ash.
All right.
Hello.
Woody's there as well.
Oh, hello. Hello, Woody.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, for those of you not in the know, these are the chaps who do the show after us, the Tutsu Taima.
Zutsu Tadana. It's a beast.
It's a what?
It's a beast.
It's a beast? What kind of beast?
Kicker.
It's a what?
It's just a rad show.
Right, yes. Sorry, I thought you were talking about some kind of actual hairy beast that does things. So, yes, we'd like to apologise for Rob saying that you were 14 years old. That's a complete load rubbish.
I mean, I was pretty pissed off about that. That's not on.
I know.
But that's what you told me, Kim. You said they're 14.
No, we said they were 14 when they first met the LMC, London Music Collective, which runs this station.
Ah.
And that's where the confusion lies. So, yes, we apologise for that, because that was a couple of years ago. And, of course, people age. revelation. So, what's your show? Tell the lovely listeners, what's the show about?
Don't know, what is it?
Bunch of random music, which
yeah.
we like.
Yeah, and we read Mad Magazine and yeah. talk about what's happened in our week.
Yeah.
Excellent, and sometimes that does feature crisps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Alright.
Oh,
yeah, we that was that an entire Munchies show?
Yeah, probably.
Excellent.
I mean, there's been plenty of them.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for coming onto the phone with us. We're going to have to shoot off because we've got Joel and Alex in the studio with us at the moment. But if you stay tuned to the show, they'll be coming on after us. Thanks very much, Woody. Thanks very much, Ash.
All right, cool.
Bye-bye.
Yay.
Bye.
Because that was our attempt to go into the world of professional broadcasting, wasn't it, Kim?
Yes.
With, like kind of handovers and links and...
I've heard of people doing it on other stations, and I thought, damn it, we can do that as well.
We've got a phone. We can talk to people.
The terror dried up all my banter.
So, what are we doing now? I've lost the thread, Dave.
Well, we're going to talk to Joel.
We're going to talk to Joel and Alex. Let's talk to Joel and Alex.
Go on, then. Hello.
Hello, Joel and Alex.
Hello.
So, Joel, you've gone from the interweb into making adverts recently, haven't you?
Yeah, diversified.
Mm. So, what ads might have people out there have seen that you made?
In the UK, the main ones are Switch Maestro Penguins, I guess.
Is that on actually a telly at the moment?
I think it's not being broadcast at the moment. The posters are still around. I think we finished the broadcast run on that. But there'll be another one in the summer. Anyway, they're getting married. It's very sweet.
Oh, and yeah. So what tunes are going to be this time?
Or is that I'm not sure. I'm not
allowed to say.
Yeah,
sorry
probably
about that.
Not. Sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
It's really nice. They're getting married. It's like the Gold Blend
couple.
It's
the Dead Kennedys, isn't it?
It's going to be extreme hardcore death thrash metal.
That compressor guy, I think, would be good for it.
Oh, he's brilliant, isn't he? I love that guy. Yeah.
Dave, who's Compressor?
Compressor, he's the German guy, Andreas K, and he dresses in a scary mask and just... sort of German industrial cover versions.
Yeah, my personal favourite's the girl from Ipanema.
As she passes, each one she passes goes...
Genius, absolutely genius.
Did he do Looking for Grindcore, or was that someone else?
That was the experimentary grind somethings.
Because they were good.
That was very good, actually. I didn't realise that was a cover version of David Hasselhoff's...
Looking for Freedom, I guess, is a version of that, yeah. The ad, though, that's really made the most noise has been in America, hasn't it, Joel?
It sure has, yeah.
And that's been for, like, a sandwich.
Yeah, Quiznos subs. Funnily enough, there are actually a couple of Quiznos outlets on this side.
Oh, is there?
The
I didn't know
pond.
That.
Yeah, there's one just down the road, actually.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Can we go and eat there for free after the show?
I don't think you'd be able to eat there for free. They probably wouldn't have a clue about what the advertising is doing in the States. Mm. But, yeah, there you go.
And so this ad, it was based upon, like, something you put out on the web a couple of years back.
It was. It was based on a song about the moon, which me and Alex did. It's one of those lovely stories about how the amount of time that something takes to make not really being relevant to how good it is, I guess, or how successful it is, because we improvised it after a night on the booze.
Mm.
And it did rather well, but it was all about the moon.
It was all about the moon.
Yeah.
And so then it got picked up by an ad agency who decided to use it as a huge campaign.
Mm. Yeah, which, you know, is nice, but obviously not about the moon, about sandwiches.
Yeah, so they've changed from we like the moon to we like the
we
sandwich.
We love the subs.
Oh, my microphone's fallen down. That's very exciting. We've just got an email in from Becky who says, I'm listening to the Fab Beta Show with Joel and Alex visiting. Glee! The 24-hour shop thing. My brother foxed a member of staff in his local 24-hour shop with this very question that we were talking about earlier.
Is there a goldfish out there? What was that question
again? Dave, you better remember it, don't you?
Why do they have locks on the doors of 24-hour shops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to the such an extent that the guy called the head office and told us the next day. It's apparently they have locks on the doors in case they need to shut the shop.
Now that is science.
Did they shut the shop while I was eating that?
It all closed down. Where were we?
We were talking about the Quiznos stuff.
Sandwiches and
moon.
But that's made a huge amount of noise in the States, hasn't it?
It has. It has been very noisy, yeah. People either love it or hate it. We've been denounced in places, which is fun, you know.
What was that one from Clear Channel?
The head of Clear Channel, which basically controls radio advertising in America.
I thought it was just on a couple of channels that he pulled it. But they pulled it because they said it was oozing sexuality. And for anyone who's actually seen these little monkey things with a bowler hat and bad teeth, it probably says more about the guy at Clear Channel sexuality and sanity than it does about the adverts themselves.
They look like owl pellets, basically.
They were in good company because he also got rid of Howard Stern.
Oh, right. So, because that was a big story recently, wasn't it? Yeah.
And he said Howard Stern was like a little monkey with bad teeth and bowler hats.
And there was that little feature on VH1 where you had a very famous model, didn't you?
Oh, Carmen Electra was licking. Yeah, well, those little monkey things are actually called Joel and Alex. And Carmen Electra was licking Alex. Rather than
you.
Yeah, I'd like to point out she was licking my monkey.
I believe you're getting married, Alex. So I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Yes. Sorry, love. I was getting married. Didn't I?
You were getting married. What were some of the other feedbacks been with those ads, Dave?
Franchise members have denounced.
Should we say that?
Yeah, I think it's just been very, very controversial indeed because it's appealing to a young audience.
So. Yeah, it's one of those things. People either get it or they don't.
There was that brilliant one with those two guys that went in and did their own version.
I really enjoyed that a lot. Yeah,
and they were really good. And they were much better than I was.
Yeah. So nobody look at it.
It was a really good video. Because these two guys, they literally just came in the shop. Do you see it, Dave?
I didn't see that.
But what I particularly like were the people in the background just looking so puzzled and sort of like, but half laughing, half surprised by the whole kind of these guys. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to explain. They emailed to say they'd read one of the articles that was less complimentary, shall we say, about the monkeys, and were so offended they thought it was time to take positive action.
Fantastic.
And videoed themselves storming into the local Quiznos on Palm Beach and belting out the Quiznos song.
I believe as well, yeah, because with the uncomplimentary some franchise owners have been loving it, some have been not so loving it.
Yeah.
One of them took out an ad in their local paper denouncing the advert.
Yeah, disassociating themselves.
Yeah, said basically had nothing to do with it.
You're quite happy with that because you did the work. Yeah. And you didn't want this shop owner taking credit for your hard work.
No, it's fine. All that stuff is, it's gold to me, obviously. You know, it's much more important that people are talking about it than anything else. But, I particularly liked the phrase in the advert that he took out, which said, I feel your pain. which was very touching. Cool.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're gonna hear these guys play that song, the original version, but we're going to play a song first, and then we're going to come back and finish with Joel and Alex Veitch playing Set with the Moon song. Yes. Come on, Kim.
He's got a fur-lined sheepskin jacket. No.
That was The Undertones with My Perfect Cousin, wasn't it, Kim?
Yes, it was.
They are the... Well, I sometimes see the singer from that, Fergal Sharkey, lurking. Yeah, he lurks around Camden.
Fergal Sharkey lurks?
He does. I see him working around Camden.
Got a very odd-shaped head, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He fits perfectly in Camden.
But he's very, very skinny. He looks like he should eat more. Pasta.
He's head of A&R at a record company. He's now been given the job by the government of making sure that venues can still have people playing in them after their legislation.
Yeah. Will that affect us?
No.
Oh, no, because we don't actually have... Yeah,
no, we don't have an audience out in here.
But anyway, this has been the Beta Radio Show, and we're going to play out with Joel and Alex Veitch playing their classic, their legendary...
And for only the second time ever.
Yeah, the first time they performed it, they recorded it and made a hit animation. The second time was here.
Lightning strikes twice, people.
Okay, guys, let's hear your song.
Yeah, I don't... Song is probably, you know, a misuse of the word, but anyway.
Think of it as pure art.
Yeah, more performance art, yeah.
It is close to us. We like the moon, but not as much as a spoon, cause there's no use for eating soup. And a fork isn't very useful for that, unless it has got many vegetables. And then you might be better off with a chopstick. Unlike the moon, it is up in the sky. It's up there very high, but not as high as maybe dirigibles or zeppelins or light bulbs, and maybe clouds and puffins also. I think maybe they go quite high too. Maybe not as high as the moon, cause the moon is very high. We like the moon. The moon is very useful, everyone. Everybody like the moon because it lights up the sky at night and it loves, and it paints the sky away. We like it, but not as much as cheese. We really like cheese, we like zeppelins. We really like them, and we like elf, and we like moose, and we like deer, and we like bubbles. We like all the fluffy animals. We really like the moon.
Playing the legendary moon song for Kim, adding some percussion,
and for you playing kazoo.
I added a couple of notes on kazoo. We've got about 1 minute 20 seconds. What are we going to do with that, Kim?
I think we should just spend the next minute telling the world how, not only how great these guys are, but how beautiful they are as well.
Well, they're very handsome.
Yes, I think they are.
Would you do them?
Is that a loaded question, Rob? Are you offering them to me?
I'm not sure they're mine to offer, but you know, you might get lucky later.
I'm not even going to bother starting the song now. What's the weather like, Rob?
The weather earlier was a bit dry. No, it's absolutely fine, isn't it?
It's lovely out there.
So what are we going to do next week? I know what we can talk about. We had an idea for next week, because like, mostly when we do these shows, we do a question of the week. Mm. And we were going to do one next week, possibly on...
Impromptu games.
Dave, do you remember the conversation earlier?
Yeah, you were saying that at the zoo, you play Spot the Pedo.
That was a girlfriend of... that was Gabe. No, invented by my girlfriend. But yeah, London Zoo, we spotted about 8 in an hour, we reckoned, quite possibly, were for the nonce wing.
Well,
but yeah, that'll be next week's show.
Well, you've got that to look forward to.
Okay, in the studio, live.
Okay, thanks to Dave, Rob, John, Alex, big thank you once again. We'll be back next week with games. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. Beta Radio Show.